The Culture Proof Podcast thanks BJU Press Homeschool, our premier sponsor. We are super excited about biblical worldview woven into every subject that we teach. We are also excited about the BJU Press Homeschool secret sauce. I'm talking about the homeschool consultants who are spread all across the country, who once you purchase your curriculum, don't leave you to figure it out by yourself. They are there for you and with you on your homeschooling journey. I cannot recommend more highly BJU Press Homeschool, that comes equipped with homeschooling consultants who are praying for you, who are walking alongside you as you disciple and train your kids and ready them to live in a culture that is hostile to truth. Visit our friends today at BJUPressHomeschool.com. That's BJUPressHomeschool.com. Tell them that the Addison sent you. Thanks for listening to Culture Proof. I'm Miki, and we are still recording live from THSC's homeschool convention in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And I'm sitting across from Angie Tolpin, and this is the first time that we're getting to meet, but you have been highly recommended by Ginger Hubbard, okay? And also a dear friend of ours, Mary Brooke Kroom, who listens to your ministry, listens to your podcast.
Awesome.
Courageous Parenting, yes. And they were like, you've got to talk to her. You've got to meet Angie. And so I'm excited about it, Angie. So thank you for joining me.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm really excited to find out more about Culture Proof. This is incredible.
Well, thank you. Listen, I want to say this, though. You guys have been podcasting exclusively for 5 years, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
And you guys have millions of downloads on mm-hmm. your podcast, which means that millions of families are being blessed and challenged and encouraged, and that is awesome. That is awesome.
It's all God. It's incredible. When we started out, we didn't have this vision of where it would reach immediately. It was just a matter of obeying God. Mm-hmm. That's really what it was. And when we started, immediately, the droves of people coming out saying, thank you for starting to share on parenting. Because at that time, 5 years ago, there weren't a lot of ministries that were solely biblical parenting.
Mm, okay.
And touching on all of the topics that regard to parenting decisions today, or just even the heart matters of a child. And one of the really special things is having my husband with me, because there's a lot of mom podcasts out there, but to have a married couple who's been married almost 25 years, and we have 9 kids,
that's
and
awesome.
We've been homeschooling for 20 years. So to bring that to the table and say yes to the Titus 2 call is really our passion, because we've been blessed by mentors in our life, and we know that that's the season that we're walking into.
Oh, that's so good. Okay, so then take us back and share with our listeners just a little bit of the motivation behind what you guys are doing. So obviously, you're married. You love each other. Mm-hmm. You work together. You like each other.
Yes.
Right? And don't we learn that when we work with our spouses? Okay, so that's what
it's
I love about
challenge.
Working with Will the Great.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, it is. But your mission, though, is to equip families.
Yes.
Why is that so vital? Why do you guys have that as such a strong conviction?
You know, there's a lot of answers I could give you, but it really comes down to this. In the church today, pastors are tapped, and they don't oftentimes have the bandwidth to disciple parents in biblical parenting. And so all over this world, you have churches that have massive children's ministries and youth programs and all of their Bible studies and women's groups. And and you're at a good church if you find someone who's actually discipling men to be the heads of their household, right?
Yeah.
It's starting to pop up more and more around the nation, but it's not been a consistent thing that's been taught and mentored and modeled in the church. What you often see is even pastors who... And my husband's been a pastor for 5 years, and so I get it. But oftentimes what you see is families that are in ministry sacrificing their families to do ministry.
Yep.
And we just won't do that.
Yep. No, the family is first. Yep. You know, my husband says the family is the first institution established by God.
Amen.
Right? Yes. And so the how vital it is for us to invest in our families and to see that as the first work. You know, I can remember talking to moms over the years and having moms say things like, you know, all I do is
you know, sit at home with my kids, and I just want to make an impact on the culture. I just want to do something that's going to be significant.
They're not valuing what they're doing in their homes. It's the Great Commission.
And I'm going,
yes,
what you are doing is
changing the world.
It's eternally significant.
Oh, yes.
You know? So talk about that a little bit, Angie.
I mean, that's huge. So the reason why I brought up that we won't sacrifice our family, and that's why we started the podcast, mm-hmm. was it was a way for us to be able to reach whoever God wanted us to reach without sacrificing our family.
So good.
We can just do it in our home, right?
Yeah.
And we're living life. Like, we've been homeschooling for 20 years. So I'm my own worst critic. I'm very aware of my mommy heart mm-hmm. and the tensions and the temptations and the lies that I have to take captive on a regular basis. And Isaac has his things as a provider, as a protector, as a head discipler, and all,
sure.
you know, all the things. And then there's all the other responsibilities that we have, regardless of what lifestyle decisions. So we bring those into the podcast. But before we do, our heart is always to stay biblical. So we bring in tons of scripture when we're teaching, and because it's not about us. It's not about our opinion. We want people to walk away knowing what God's word says.
Amen.
And if they struggle with that, they're arguing with God, not
That's
us.
That's right. Yeah.
And
it's so
really is so much easier. Like, evangelism is so much easier than people think it is mm-hmm. if you just read your Bible.
Yeah.
And you're just pointing people to God.
Yeah.
Right? And so for us, pastors, churches, not discipling parents or equipping them in how to parent biblically is the crux of the problem.
Yeah.
It's literally, if that one thing changed in churches and parents felt like they knew how to handle biblical discipline,
mm-hmm.
they knew how to disciple their kids, if they were being exhorted in how to teach, if there was pastors that were discipling men, imagine this.
Yeah.
Okay, all the new dads, we're going to have a breakfast. And I'm going to talk to you about how to lead your wife in this season.
Mm.
Imagine if pastors were bringing in dads and going, I'm going to teach you how to have a family Bible time in the morning.
Yeah.
It's really simple.
Yeah.
You probably think
it's
that
so
it's
good.
Huge, but we're just going to, I didn't prepare. I want you to know I didn't prepare. Let's open our Bibles, boys. Let's go to Proverbs.
Yeah.
And you make it so simple, and you just teach them, and you model for them what they do around the table with their kids. Then imagine the change that could happen.
Oh, Angie. Yeah. Look, you are speaking our language. Okay. This is the heartbeat of our family, that we are living life together for the glory of God.
Yes.
And I think sometimes we make this way more difficult than it has to be. I have had mm-hmm. people ask me over and over again, okay, so what kind of curriculum did you use for this, and what kind of book did you use for this? And because I've repeated the same answer over and over,
the
people
Bible.
Now
that's
yes. Amen, sister.
People will now beat me to it, and they go, I know you're going to say the Bible, but what in addition? And of course, there are resources. God has gifted men and women in the body of Christ with an incredible amount of wisdom, and we will utilize that, right? Like right now, we are with our little three doing catechism, and so we're looking at Israel Wayne's foundation. Mm-hmm. What is it? Oh my goodness. Foundational Truths. It's a modern catechism, and we love mm-hmm. Israel Wayne. We know him personally, mm-hmm. and so that is a big
yes.
deal to us. And so, yes, we will utilize that. But what we want our kids to trust is God's word, right? Not even man's understanding of God's word. We want them to trust God's word. And so the mm-hmm. way you do that is you spend a lot of time in God's word, reading
yes.
it and then talking about it and drawing out. Mm-hmm. So we teach them exegesis. How do you draw out from the scripture what God wants to say to his people rather than eisegeting, reading into the scripture what you think it means to you? So we
yes.
do not start a conversation, Angie, by asking our kids, so what did that verse mean
to you?
Oh. If ask my kid right. what I think about what a verse means to them. Now, listen, I do want to know that there is active ministry happening because God's word is alive,
mm-hmm.
okay? And God's
mm-hmm.
word will meet them right where they are. But I am not going to begin with that question. The first thing I want to know is what you observe. What is God saying?
Mm-hmm.
What is God revealing to you about who he is,
mm-hmm.
about who you are, and what your need is? How God bears with man, right? Our great
mm-hmm.
need to be restored and redeemed. Like, what is, because God is speaking, right? And so
yeah.
I'm listening to you talk and I'm going, this is exactly
oh,
where
sister.
We live.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's the whole concept of just equipping parents
yes.
to actually be biblical parents
yeah.
and to be confident, because this world is crazy.
Yeah.
I remember when we started homeschooling 20 years ago, there was a pretty good conglomerate of homeschoolers at that time. But when I was a kid, there was hardly any. I don't even remember knowing any homeschoolers.
Were you homeschooled?
Nope.
Okay.
No, I wasn't.
So
it's like we're first-generation homeschoolers.
Yes.
First-generation many things.
Yes.
And but by God's grace, that's part of leaving a new legacy.
Yes.
Right? And
that's
it's
right.
for His glory. And while you mess up, if you stay humble and you share that with your kids along the way, you're teaching them how to be brave and courageous by doing that new thing.
Yes, that's
by
so
not
good.
Having to rely on, oh, well, I wasn't taught that when I was a kid, so I don't know how. And that's one of the things, like in the Courageous Parenting podcast, when Isaac and I are talking together about parenting,
yes.
so many dads were not raised with a dad. So
yep.
many dads were not raised in a Christian home, mm-hmm. so they didn't have an example of a biblical father.
Yes.
Women too, but they're trying to step into that role,
right?
And so when we have those conversations and Isaac shares about how what he does and he didn't have that example,
yeah.
it's like, it's empowering to them. It's, if I can do it, you can do it.
Yeah.
Because it's just a matter of obeying God's word.
Amen. Amen. I want to go back to something that you're repeating here. And I want to just kind of like unpack this for parents sure. and maybe give them a taste of what they might get when they listen to the Courageous Parenting podcast. Mm-hmm. So you're talking about biblical parenting, Angie. Mm-hmm. And I think when people listen, they go, well, what does that mean? Like, what do you, yeah. when you say biblical parenting, you mean, does God even care about the way I discipline, or in the era of gentle parenting, if I discipline at all, does God have an opinion about that?
The North Carolina Home Educators Thrive Conference happens May 22nd through the 25th mm-hmm. in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. We're going to be there and we hope to see you.
Yeah, that's a new one. I never been to Winston-Salem. How you say it?
Not Winston.
Oh, it's not Winston?
It's Winston.
Winston.
Yes.
Okay,
and
Winston.
He's mad that you didn't get his name right. Sorry, Winston.
Winston, I'm sorry, man. Winston-Salem. I never been there, so it's going to be great. Going to be a good time, and we're looking forward to being there.
Yeah, you can learn more about the Thrive Conference by going to our website at cultureproof.net, cultureproof.net. Click on engage, and you can find all of the events that we're going to be participating in this travel season. And they're hyperlinked. Yay. Who yes. doesn't like a good hyperlink? Just click on those links. It'll take you right to those websites where you can get registered. And hopefully we'll get to see you there. We'll yeah. be podcasting on location.
Come
our family
our
will be with us. We would love to shake your hand.
Oh, God has many opinions. I don't know about you, but being in ministry and when you read scripture, I see instructions for parents in almost every Bible
Amen.
Verse.
Praise God.
I see
Glory
it everywhere.
Yeah.
And God is just good like that, isn't He?
Yeah.
To meet us
yeah.
where we're at in whatever season of parenting we're in, the Bible doesn't change.
Come on.
God's word doesn't change.
Yes.
And so it's a matter of what does that look like? How do I apply the truth to my current circumstances and situation?
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what we do. It's just topic after topic talking about what does that look like?
Yeah.
Right? And so there have been a few podcasts where we've gotten political or we've talked about different things that are more personal to us. We strategically relocated to Idaho from Oregon in 2020. And so
okay.
we did one podcast on why we strategically relocated, and it was all centered around this concept of not advocating for our kids to raise our grandkids in Oregon and wanting them to find spouses in a more like-minded place where they're going to have more freedoms and looking 10, 20, 30 years down the road
wow.
to put roots down. So it's all about legacy. We call it our legacy.
Yeah.
Right? That podcast is one of our top 10 still.
Wow.
And so, and all it was a lot of scripture, what God was sharing with us personally when we were feeling this wrestling. And that wrestling had come over many years, right? Like when your taxes go to support abortion,
yeah.
you want to get
yeah.
out,
yeah.
you know? And so
yeah.
it was a matter of when, but then in 2020, it was like, okay, last straw. We have to go now.
Wow.
And our oldest was in college. So we were like, we need to move before we have more that are...
So as you look back on it and, you know, you reflect on what you believed the Lord was telling you to do,
yeah.
How's the Tolpin family looking? Like, how do you see your legacy shaping up?
Oh, let me tell you, since then, our son got married and we have two grandbabies now.
Oh, that's
yeah.
awesome.
So that all happened the last 4 years.
Wow.
Yes, four
wow.
and a half years. And they want to live in the same state because, and there isn't this struggle, right? And so they live, you know, 35 minutes away. So
yeah.
we get to see them often.
Wow.
I get to have that dream of my grandkids in my garden with
yes,
me fulfilled.
That's awesome.
And so that's been a blessing. But our other kids too, just the job opportunities and different things. Let me tell you, that age group, that Generation Z
yeah.
during COVID
yeah.
got massively affected. And that's something that a lot of people who have younger kids don't necessarily think about, right? Like, you understand it more when you have a kid that's in that generation and you see...
Yeah, we have three of them.
See the scars that came from that, the attack on that generation, right?
Yep.
And honestly, where we've been has been healing for our kids in that sense, right? We didn't want them to grow up just going with the flow, going with the flow of culture and just doing what other people did and looking around. And I'll just use masks as an example. We didn't want them looking around and feeling pressure to have to wear a mask because everyone else is, because that really is a heart problem.
Yes,
actually,
it is.
If you're feeling like you need to dress a certain way because other people are versus staying true to who you are. And, you know, when you're trying to be biblical, it's just, we saw that everywhere. We went on an RV trip, actually, in the middle of COVID. It was right after the shelter in place, and we visited 8 states. Our whole mission was, we're going to show people what it means to live again, honey.
Many rebels, hey, guess what? They said shelter. We're going to travel in ours. Okay?
That's right. We did. We piled in, and we went around. And we were so surprised how local government was affecting how local citizens were living their lives.
That's
true. We really got to see, like, what are the areas. And that really was, like, the game changer for us. But since then, God has just opened doors, and we are seeing God moving in our little town, and it's been an exciting journey since we've been there. We know 100% we're supposed to be where we are.
Man, it's amazing. Yeah. The Lord is faithful. That's who He is. And I don't say that, you know, I try to be careful, even when I'm talking and discipling young women, you know, that we don't want to attach the character of God solely to what we see Him doing in our life. You know what I mean? Because He is faithful independently of us.
All the time.
But it is also sweet and it is also special when we see the character and the nature of God exemplified, or God uses an example in our life, or makes an example in our life. You know what I mean? Because He is also personal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He really does lead and guide His people. And so I'm grateful to hear that and even to experience that, you know?
Well, I think it was, you know, one of those things where we have to realize as parents that God calls us to things, but sometimes when we have kids in the mix, right, and we're thinking about our children and we're protective of them or whatever it is, it's easy for us to make a decision based upon what we believe God's calling on our life without thinking about what He's called on their life.
Yeah.
And so actually our move was for our kids. Like we've always been missionary marketplace. Like I've just been the stay-at-home mom and wife that's been supporting my husband when he was in the business world and been hospitable and trying to do the Great Commission, right? Just living a quiet life. And I love that, but we would have stayed just to be missionaries. Like, that would have been something that we would have done.
Yeah.
But we had to think about our kids and our legacy, and which isn't ours. It's actually God's.
Yeah.
And so it really took us fasting and praying. We had other people praying for us, and then we just were looking, eyes wide open, spiritual eyes open, when we went on our trip around Idaho saying, Lord, where do you want the Tolpin family to minister to other people? Where is home base? And it was kind of like Abraham in a sense, like you're going away from family. You're going away from what you've known into a new place, and you're just trusting by faith with no, like you don't know what to expect. So there's no expectations. It was hard. It was a step of faith.
Yeah.
But it grew our family closer.
Yeah.
And so, and I think ultimately doesn't every parent want that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's what we want. We are here at THSC's convention and there are incredible speakers and presentations that are being made over the course of 2 days, three days. What are you going to be talking about? Like,
so yesterday I gave a talk on raising resilient Christian kids for an uncertain world.
Okay.
And then today I'm teaching on creating your own homeschool blueprint.
Okay.
And what I just got fired up about these two talks, actually.
Okay.
So the Raising Resilient Christian Kids, there is so much fear that parents are struggling with today.
Yeah.
One of the things that we get a lot from people is this desire to not want to have kids because they are overwhelmed by what they see happening in the culture. And they're like, do I want to bring more kids into this world?
Yeah.
And they struggle with that, right? So we talk about things like that on the podcast. But this is the thing, ultimately, that's fear. And so fear right. is kryptonite to parents.
Yeah.
But the fear of the Lord is the antidote.
Amen.
And so we just walked through three chapters in 2 Corinthians 5, 6, and 7.
Come on.
Looked at why are kids leaving the faith by age 18 in droves. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be that way. What does mm-hmm. God's word say? Well, in chapter 6, he says, do not take God's grace in vain. Mm-hmm. What is happening when someone is raised in a Christian home? They're taking God's grace in vain if they are walking
away from that. Yes.
Right? Yes. But then if you continue reading through chapter 6, you see Paul literally explain what are the weapons that we are to use and use as far as discipling and evangelizing people so that people don't take the grace of God in vain. That's direction for parents. Mm. And it's the weapons of righteousness is what Scripture says. And so I literally am going, weapons of righteousness. So many times we are praying the armor of God, Ephesians 6 over our kids. And you hear people talking about Ephesians 6, oh, the standing firm and the breastplate of righteousness mm-hmm. and the sword of the spirit. And there, you know, and that is what we should be praying for our kids. But there's also weapons of righteousness for the right and the left hand is what 2 Corinthians chapter 6 says.
Come on.
And so we walked that out yesterday in the talk. And how? What does it look like to actually fear? What is the reflection of fear? What does fear in a parent actually reveal? Mm. It can reveal multiple things. A lot of people would say it would reveal a lack of trust in God. Mm-hmm. And it could be. That person would need to search their own heart to see if that's what it is. But it can also be, for a parent, regret of not feeling like they've equipped their child well enough.
Yeah.
So they're fearful to let them launch into the world.
Ooh. Wow.
And so what we need to do as parents, we can't raise our kids to be resilient in this world if we aren't resilient first.
That is so good.
So it's about equipping
Angie.
The parents. That's what courageous parenting is. Equip the parents to disciple their kids.
Yep.
Courageous parents first.
That is
who are willing
so
to
good.
Stand firm on God's truth and say, no, that's not okay. This is a boundary. I'm going to teach my kids how to guard their eyes and guard their minds and guard their hearts. And, you know, like being willing to set boundaries in your family.
Yeah.
Stand firm.
Angie, this is so good.
But it's hard because sometimes we feel like we're the only one in our community. And that's the other thing is we have so many courageous parents in our app. We have a Be Courageous app that's a community of like-minded believers. A lot of them have gone through a parenting mentor program. And in there, you'll hear people say, I've been looking for biblical community and I can't find it. I invited that mom over and she didn't reciprocate.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel alone in my parenting.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is we don't need to feel alone because God is with us and we shouldn't be people-pleasing, caring what other people think when it comes to the decisions we make for our families.
Amen.
It's about what God thinks and Amen. Obeying Him. It's really that simple. When we realize it's that simple.
Yeah, there's peace.
Totally.
There's peace and there's a confidence, not an arrogance, mm-hmm. but there's a confidence in the one who calls because he's also the one who equips. You know what I mean? Yeah. No, it's so good. Angie, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. My goodness. Look, you strike me as one of those people that I feel, so I'm a loud listener just generally, right? Like I will amen in probably settings where I shouldn't. You know what I mean? Like people are like, no, we're trying to be reserved here. But I'm like, if it's good, I'm going to tell you it's good, right?
Yeah.
If it's not, I'm going to be like,
sister,
I don't know about that. You know?
Yes.
It's like, oh my goodness. I love it. I love it, right? This is the kind of life that we're supposed to be living. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Angie Tolpin, thank you so much. So the podcast is Courageous Parenting.
Yep. You can find it anywhere there's podcasts.
Okay.
And you can find Isaac and I on social media. He's Resolute Man, and we have a Courageous Parenting handle, and then I'm at Courageous Mom. And then our main website is BeCourageousMinistry.org. That's where we have our free biblical parenting workshop. We have a homeschooling course. We have our parenting mentor program. We have all kinds of stuff.
Oh, that's wonderful. So, wonderful. Yeah. Angie, it was great talking with you today. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on. Blessings.
When we resist those cultural trends that rival the truth, we remain culture proof. Until next time, Lord willing, God bless.